Hey guys, one more time. This is Rich with yet another audio commentary. We're going all the way back to volume 15, scene 3. And if you're watching the DVD, you can start now. There we go, scene 3. Ashley, Augusta, Georgia. This is, I'm going to say, September maybe, October. Gorgeous day. Her best friend, Kimmy, who lived in Augusta, this is her parents' house. Fantastic house, huge backyard. I don't think they own that lake, but the lake's just kind of there. I was literally setting up by myself in their backyard for 2 hours waiting for them to show up. And as I put it to her, the reason the scene goes on too long is as I kept waiting and waiting, I just kept making more pies. I kept refreshing them, making more slime. So... We had only shot one outdoor scene before this point. This was still in the hotel room days, and we had shot one for volume 13. We had literally just run out to a parking lot near the hotel and done it that way. It was very spur of the moment. It was the Jackass parody. But this one, by contrast, was set up. It was a very long, drawn out, mainly improvised shoot. The freedom of being outside is what I remember more than anything, because at the time it was just fantastic. You could fling things around. You didn't worry about them getting on the walls or the carpet. I mean, you know, it's going to be on the grass or whatever. You can see that there's a lot of wind. See that? Yeah, that blows off. If you notice there are bricks holding that drop cloth down, or making an attempt to hold that drop cloth down, and poor Ashley is just like doesn't even know what's happening to her. Yeah, see, there we go. You know, really, there's nothing less dignifying than having your friend just laugh at you as you're completely getting clobbered with pies over and over and over. But she took it well. I'm not sure I realized it at the time, but Ashley was fantastic. She was and is one of our best models, just in terms of anything we could literally throw at her, she would take it, not complain, be totally cool with it. But it took some doing to figure that out. I was originally booking her, and she suggested bringing her friend along, and I said, sure, fine, why not? And I'd set up the scenes as two-girl scenes. If you've seen the other two scenes, it quickly became apparent, at least to me, that Kimmy was not remotely into it the way she was. She's into throwing water all over her like that and enjoying that. She definitely prefers to give rather than to receive. So she was not great in those scenes. I could tell Ashley was clearly the better of the two, and though the first two scenes were shot literally like we didn't start till almost 10 o'clock at night, there were many, many men that came with them, including Ashley's soon-to-be boyfriend. There was large quantities of alcohol consumed by those people. It was a very tiny hotel room. It was just not working out to my satisfaction. And I remember, after two scenes, just kind of pulling the plug and saying, all right, well, let's just do something tomorrow. And they said, great, we got a bar to go to. You want to come with us? And that's what I did. I cleaned up. And I met up with Ashley, Kimmy, and two Army guys that they knew, which, again, one of which became Ashley's boyfriend. Met up at the bar and just kind of hung out in Augusta, Georgia. Ashley's boyfriend, great, great guy, as it turned out. And they would tell me repeatedly that they created slapstick stuff for their relationship. Last I knew, I think they'd been dating for about 2 or 3 years, so I've lost touch with Ashley to a certain extent, so I don't know what the current situation is, but I always felt that if nothing else, I did a little bit good out of this scene, beyond just providing material for you guys. And that wind, if you can't tell, is really, really, really whipping going. I didn't realize at the time, and I feel really guilty about now, but Ashley is anemic, which means she has very thin blood, which means she gets cold very easily. And after that first blast of water, you can tell when the wind comes up, she's getting very cold. So So I don't think it takes away from the scene though, because she was still having a lot of fun. And this is roughly in real time, so it's not, you know, the whole thing probably only lasted about another 5 minutes or so afterwards. Yeah. But yeah, we shot a couple of other scenes with Ashley. Oh, here comes Kimmy. Hang on. She really loved this. Her technique, not that great, but the spirit is there. Oh, there we go. That's good. That worked. Nice. Ashley's doing something completely by accident, but it's something that I love that, to me, takes a scene from good to great, or from great to fantastic. And that is the stumble, where she kind of has the, she doesn't fall over, but she kind of staggers a bit out of the force of the hit. And you can fake that, and if you're good, it looks good, but she's not faking it. When she gets hit and she kind of staggers a bit, that's just because she's completely caught off guard. And there we go. I still had the little chin goatee. I don't think that was a good look. I like the short hair, though. Maybe I should get my hair that short again. Anyway, so this whole scene pretty much redeemed the entire shoot. After those first two skits, which might I add sold really, really well, but still, I just kind of felt that in both cases, like, they hadn't come up to the level that I wanted them to. I was hoping for them to be better. Speaking of better, how good is that slime? That stuff looks great. And this was literally made in the backyard. I used a garden hose to put that stuff together. I have no idea why. Good consistency though. Maybe a little thin, but looking really solid. So yeah, after those first two scenes in the hotel, which were just, again, just kind of drunken guys talking in the background and just very tight quarters and not remotely what I wanted to accomplish, I was a little frustrated with it. And I really, especially when they didn't show up and I was just sitting here by myself, I was going, this is just a train wreck of a shoot. This thing is not gonna work out. And you know, I was like, I really hope I don't leave Augusta with just all this junk sitting here. I really didn't know what was going to happen in those 2 hours. You know, you're calling people hoping they show up. You don't know for sure. You don't know these people that well. You don't know for sure if or when they're going to arrive. And then when she finally came, once it actually, you know, all that build up, all that tension, and then you just release it. And once the scene finally got going, it was completely worth it. It was 100% worth it. The payoff in the end. So yeah, this became, we've probably done better and longer, messier shoots since then, but we, you know, this was kind of the formula. This is the blueprint for all the outdoor scenes that we would do, just the random, spontaneous, just crazy mess. What happens, happens. And in light of that, about 6 months later, I started the download store. So this had already sold really well on DVD. And then when this came out, it quickly became like our best-selling scene up to that point in time. I think it's been taken over at some point. I think it's now like number two or number three, but So anyway, yeah, love Ashley. God bless her. Great scene. And so all credit due to her. So that was the end of the scene, volume 15, scene 3. So thanks as always for listening, and if you like these commentaries, hopefully I'll record some more. But that's all for now. I'm Rich. See you later.